بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. یہ دشار فبلا و شیخ عارف بلاد شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. دا ٹائٹل از زبان عشق دا ٹنگ آف لو. بانوان یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے, یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے. در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے, در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے, زبان عشق جب کچھ بولتی ہے, در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے, زبان عشق جب کچھ بولتی ہے. خرد ہے محو حیرت اس زبان سے, خرد ہے محو حیرت اس زبان سے, بیان کرتی ہے جو آہو فغاں سے, بیان کرتی ہے جو آہو فغاں سے. در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے, زبان عشق جب کچھ بولتی ہے, جو لفظوں سے ہوئے ظاہر معانی, جو لفظوں سے ہوئے ظاہر معانی, وہ پا سکتے نہیں درد نہانی, وہ پا سکتے نہیں درد نہانی. لغت تعبیر کرتی ہے معانی, لغت تعبیر کرتی ہے معانی, محبت دل کی کہتی ہے کہانی, محبت دل کی کہتی ہے کہانی. کہاں پاؤ گے صدر آباد میں, کہاں پاؤ گے صدر آباد میں, یہاں جو غم ہے دل کے حاشیے میں, یہاں جو غم ہے دل کے حاشیے میں. مگر دولت یہ ملتی ہے کہاں سے, مگر دولت یہ ملتی ہے کہاں سے, بتاؤں میں ملے گی یہ جہاں سے. یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے, یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے, دعاؤں سے اور ان کی صحبتوں سے, دعاؤں سے اور ان کی صحبتوں سے. وہ شاہ دو جہاں جس دل میں آئے, وہ شاہ دو جہاں جس دل میں آئے, مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے پائے, مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے پائے. ارے یارو
جو خالق ہو شکر کا، ارے یارو جو خالق ہو شکر کا، جمال شمس کا نور قمر کا، جمال شمس کا نور قمر کا، نہ لذت پوچھ پھر ذکر خدا کی، حلاوت نام پا کے کبریا کی، نہ لذت پوچھ پھر ذکر خدا کی، حلاوت نام پا کے کبریا کی، یہ دولت درد اہل دل کی اختر، یہ دولت درد اہل دل کی اختر، خدا بخشے جسے اس کا مقدر، خدا بخشے جسے اس کا مقدر، در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے زبان عشق جب کچھ بولتی ہے، لغت تعبیر کرتی ہے معانی، محبت دل کی کہتی ہے کہانی، یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے، دعاؤں سے اور ان کی صحبتوں سے، در راز شریعت کھولتی ہے زبان عشق جب کچھ بولتی ہے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ، صدق اللہ العظیم۔ This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh رحمت اللہ علی، یہ ملتی ہے خدا کی عاشقوں سے، that this treasure a person acquires from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. What is that treasure? Zuban-e-ishq, the tongue that speaks of the love of Allah Ta'ala. The greatest love is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Love is a natural thing within a person, and what the correct effort is of mashayikh is not to destroy love. If a person has got love for haram things, but just to turn the direction of that love from haram to Allah Ta'ala, from permissible things to the greatest, to Allah Ta'ala. That is all, which is called in izala. To rub it out is not required. Imala is required, to turn the direction. Whatever a person has got, he must turn the direction of it in the right way. So love is a thing which every person has got, but mostly, unfortunately, it's in the wrong direction. Material things, haram things, etc. Just turn it to Allah Ta'ala, and that very capital of love, you don't have to destroy your capital, you just have to employ it in the right field, and then see what it will yield. So Hadrat explains about that. Dar-e-raaz-e-shariat kholti hai, the doors of the secrets of shariat open. There are many things in shariat which Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali had explained to us that outwardly a person does not understand. Like, for example, capital punishment of the cutting of hands for a person who steals. So Hazrat says, actually if this year, that is, zuban-e-ishq jab kuch bolti hai, when the tongue of love talks, then you understand those secrets. Outwardly, unfortunately, many Muslims also have begun calling it barbarism, have come to call it that it is inhumane, etc. But if a person understands it with the love of Allah, that Allah had given the two hands to which forms a cup to beg from Allah Ta'ala. And now you should beg and take whatever you want from Allah, and Allah has promised He will give it to you. So you form your to your cup and you become a beggar of Allah Ta'ala. So instead of begging from Allah, a person goes and steals. And from somebody in this world, whatever he steals, so you are no more fit for that royal cup which Allah has given you. And the example Hazrat gives of this, like the president of the country, prime minister, if he, somebody who is selling potatoes, tomatoes on the street corner, and the president is campaigning for votes, and he steals two potatoes from that person, and he puts it in his pocket, this is inconceivable. The president, and from the poor man who's selling potatoes, tomatoes on the pavement, and he steals two tomatoes, two onions. Like this, Allah gave you the cup to take from him. You are a president, you're a king in the court of Allah, and you have to take from there, and you went and steal something. So you don't deserve this cup. So first, half the cup is taken away. One, at the left hand, wrist is cut off first. And if you still don't come right, then the other half will also be taken away, your cup will be taken away. So when a person understands it in this light, then he will understand Shariat. Also, for example, three divorces, your wife is divorced, if you give three divorces, talaqs. This also outwardly it seems it's very, it's not fair, and in anger you gave your three talaqs or whatever, and now you have lost your wife. And you say we love one another, you are worried of the children, everything. But this also, if you understand, Allah has protected the emotions and the honor of the woman. Otherwise, how many men, in spite of three talaqs be constituting a total separation from the wife, they still give thousands of talaqs. How many talaqs are such that though the words of talaq are not used, but words of that, like telling the wife, get out of the house, go to your mother's house. And if you intend talaq, talaq takes place. So all that was to safeguard the emotions of the woman. Don't play around with her. And now you have said it three times, you lost her. And the only way to get her back now, if she marries somebody else, and now you have the knowledge that she is now, legally, she's going to share the bed with somebody else. How won't you feel? So be careful. Don't just use your tongue wildly. Don't just blurt out these words. It hurts her. It's terrible. Don't ever use these words on her. So Allah has in this way protected the honor of the woman. Today, emotional abuse is over the limit. Even physical abuse is so much. Whereas Allah Ta'ala intercedes on behalf of the woman, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them in a good way. So when you understand the secrets of Shariat, you understand the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That, for example, the world is campaigning for women's rights, women's liberation, etc. What Islam is, but we must understand, we must have that love of Allah. And understand Shariat in the light of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not Shariat in the light of laws. That this is only Shariat and Quran is only jais, najais, halal, haram. Understand the love message of Allah Ta'ala. Then you will understand. Like for example, husband and wife, in their love, the language of love is also a different language, what and what they don't tell one another. Now if somebody wants to interpret that according to dictionary, then never works there. What language they use for one another, when they are close, when they are intimate, how they speak to one another. If you want to explain all that according to dictionary, it will be something else totally. That is a different situation. So we have to understand Allah's message of love, also according to love, not just as a law book. So that is when the doors of the secrets of Shariat will open, when the tongue will start speaking the language of love. And the tongue will speak the language of love when the heart is filled with the love of Allah. Then a person will understand Sharia properly. In the same way, we can understand that person who killed 99 people. And he asked that alim, now what will be my situation? He told him the law of Sharia. 99 murders, there is no way for you. You're going to Jahannam. He killed him also. But the other alim, when he asked him, he had the love of Allah. And he knew that Allah, a 99-year-old kafir, who did not only worshipped idols, the fire, the sun, some tree, etc., but in fact he made idols and sold them also. If he just says one time, La ilaha illallah, which hardly takes a second or two, all his sins are forgiven. And he becomes worthy. So a person who understands this love of Allah, that he gives a masala which is completely different from one of a person who only looks at the law and he gives rulings according to the law. Khirat hai mehwa hayrat uz zuma se. Brains and intelligence are astonished and are taken aback by that tongue. Which tongue? Bayan karti hai jo aho fugha se. The tongue that speaks with the love of Allah. And the tongue that speaks with the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala. On this point, Hazrat explains that great, great ulama like Maulana Ali Mia Sahib, Maulana, Maulana Habibur Rahman Azami, great, great muhaddithin, they should come in the khidmat of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari. Ask him for duas. They were men of great knowledge, great intellect. Maulana Abul Hassan al-Nadawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He was known as a great philosopher of Islam, accepted. Great alim, Arabic was so great that his kitabs he wrote are taught perhaps in all the Darul Ulooms in the world today. And the Arabs acknowledged him. But I saw with my own eyes, he should come to Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayh and sit so humbly in front of Hazrat Shaykh. So people of great knowledge are humbled in front of people of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jo lafzo se hui zahir maani, and by words by which meanings have been explained. Words convey meanings, tells you the meanings of things. This is white, this is black, green. So it tells you that what it is. Wo pa sakte nahi darde nihani. Those words can never ever reach and explain the love of Allah which is in the heart, which is hidden in the heart. Even you tell your wife, I haven't got words to explain my love. For Allah Ta'ala, if a person realizes for Quran Sharif, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for our deen, a person is lost, he hasn't got words anymore. That words have failed him. Dictionary has failed him. He can't say what is his name. There where words cannot reach where love is. Words haven't, there aren't words to explain that love of Allah Ta'ala. Lughat ta'bir karti hai maani. Language, dictionaries only tells you the meanings of words. Muhabbat dil ki kehti hai kahani. But muhabbat, love tells you the story of the heart. How a person is feeling in his heart. An attempt. They aren't enough words. It is your expression that you will show, and that your attitude, that the person will know how much you love that person. So for Allah Ta'ala also, and this love, like Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that on the battle of Badr, or the battle of Uhud, where 70 Sahaba wrote their love with their blood. The love of Allah, they proved it by giving their blood. This is what that love is, that a person will do that. Kahan paoge sadre bazigha mein? Where will you find in this kitab sadra bazigha, a great philosophical and also great mantik kitabs which were taught first in the Darulum courses, then it became a postgraduate course, now it's hardly taught anywhere. Those kitabs are beyond the reach today of normally, forget the students, even the ustads. But where in those kitabs with so much academic discussion, niha, jo gham hai, dil ke haashiye mein hai, where will you find in those kitabs the love of Allah which is in the haashiya, the small print of the heart. In our kitabs normally we have the matan, which is the main print, and the, what we will call footnotes, or we'll call the small print to explain that. And those usually ulama who really made endeavor, they don't only read the main text, but they endeavor in the small fine text also, the small footnotes, etc., whatever you call it, and they get great knowledge. But where will you find in those kitabs, in the matan of those kitabs, the love which is written in the hashia, in the small notes of the heart? What is in the main text of the heart, that is different. But in the small fine print of the love of Allah, which is in the heart, where will you find it in those kitabs? So this is that love of Allah which a person has to get. Today generally also, people, we ourselves are not so convinced about Islam and Deen. We can't convince our own people, non-Muslims is out of the question. The main thing is if we develop this love of Allah, we will get so convinced, like Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, another person who was a great academic person, who was so famous for his knowledge in the whole East, and who was a Allama and the Mufassir of the Quran. But when he heard the bayan of Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, which was filled with the love of Allah, then he said, aaj hi paya Quran mein maza. The enjoyment of the Quran, I only got it today. Jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. As if fresh now, the Quran was revealed. Which our Shaykh explains and by which we can understand easily, like fresh hot jalebi. Just from the frying pan, how you enjoy that. Like that, the Quran Sharif as though it's being revealed fresh. Or then what he said also, phir shubhe batil paida na hua. After listening to the lecture of love of Allah and of Deen, then no more doubts in any matter of Deen came in my heart. Otherwise, a person, he becomes a target of lot of doubts. Lot of doubts come in the heart about this matter, about that matter. But when love is there, then the doubts are just gone away. Magar daulat ye milti hai kahan se? But where are you going to get this treasure? This treasure of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Where are you going to get it? Batao mein milegi ye jahan se? And this is beautiful literature. That question is asked, that where will you get this? Must I tell you? To make the person more keen to please tell me, quickly tell me. So you are keeping him on hold and you are making him more desirous that tell me quickly, where will you get this? Must I tell you where you will get it? Ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se. A person will get it from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Just like when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with wahi. And he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iqra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma ana biqari. I cannot read. I haven't studied. I don't know how to read. And then when he embraced him, and that is where he put everything over. So from the lovers of Allah, you will get everything. Even your academic fineness, that also you will get from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, when this will be transferred in your heart. But ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se, duaon se aur unki sohbaton se, by the duas and by the keeping company with them, that is where a person will get it. Whose company a person keeps, he will get it. But that company must be accompanied, that company must be accompanied with niyat also. Like for example, we have in the madrasa, perhaps from the beginning of the madrasa, we have got a gardener. He hasn't even accepted Islam. He's here in the Darul Uloom for perhaps over how many years? 30, 35 years. But forget becoming an alim or a hafiz, he hasn't become a Muslim also. Because you haven't got that niyat. So a person can go to majlis also and stay in the khanqah also for 30, 40 years also. But if he haven't got his niyat to make his islah, And he haven't got his niyat to gain the love of Allah. He just comes as a tamasha, just to see what's happening. And then have a report for other people. Sama'una lil akharin. That he comes to listen and he gives a report to other people. It's like this there, it's like this, this happens, that happens. Many people come for i'tikaf also in Ramzan. And some even say, we came to see what happens here. So how will a person benefit in that case? A person who comes with the niyat of his islah and comes with the niyat of gaining the love of Allah, niyat is also extremely important. And not only niyat is enough. If a student comes and he's got niyat of becoming an alim, and he enrolls also, but he doesn't attend classes, he doesn't learn his work, etc. He won't even learn alif ba, forget becoming a hafiz or a qari or an alim. Then follow the course also. Then you are not deprived. How many students, most of them are average intelligence. Some of them are below average also. But they all make the grade, those who do their work. And those are many who are above average. But they haven't got that knee yet. Or they don't follow what they have to do, and there are fallouts along the way. So that is, a person must have the niyat also, follow the cause also, and Allah is not such that He will deprive a person. Wo shahidu jaha jis dil mein aaye, that king of the two worlds, Allah Ta'ala, in whose heart Allah Ta'ala comes. Maze dono jaha se bar ke paaye. He gets enjoyment more than the enjoyment of the two worlds. This world has got nothing to offer. Jannat has got so much. But even more than that, the person who has who finds Allah, and Allah comes into his heart. Are yaro jo khaliq ho shakar ka, O my friends, Hadratina is saying, oh, think about, O my friends, are yaro, O my friends, jo khaliq ho shakar ka, he who is the creator of sugar. For example, one person wrote, an American, that there was no need for America to go into Afghanistan with all its arsenal of weaponry and all the military and all that. All they should have given there was toffee to the people and give them sugar and make them, bring them into a Western, into American Yankee culture. With all those things, with naked woman, with sweets, with ice creams, with all those things. So sugar is such a thing that you win over how many children with candy, with little sweets, with toffees, with ice cream. You win over many people with sugar. So Allah, who is the creator of the sugar, which has got the sweetness and which has got the effect of winning so many people over. When you put your chocolate in your mouth, when you eat that ice cream, all this is the sweetness, the sugar. So Allah, who is the creator of that sweetness, and not only that, Jamali Shamska, the beauty of the sun, or Noor-e Qamarka, and the light of the moon, Allah, who is Khallaq-e Azim. What a great creator, Khallaq-e Alim. What a knowledgeable creator Allah is. How perfectly Allah has put everything. Even just our body, if we think of the heavenly objects, the sun, the moon, how many stars. And kullun fi falakin yasbahun. Each one of these are moving in their orbits, and they are moving, and at tremendous speeds they are moving, but no accidents. And for how many years the system of the world, where even today scientists haven't reached, they admit that we have come to this point and we know there is much more greater Allah's creation, but we haven't reached there still. They're trying all the time to make more powerful telescopes, etc., to reach there. But what Allah has created. So Allah, who is so great, and the creation of Allah Ta'ala, so that Allah, naz lazzat pooch phir zikr khuda ki, and don't even ask, you can't imagine what is the enjoyment. So this is all what shows that if you have the marifat of Allah, then you take Allah Ta'ala's name. And then see the enjoyment what you get there. Which Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, whom Allah had blessed that in one night his whole life changed. Before that, he was totally against the tasawwuf, khanqa, going to shaykh, becoming murid, idol worship, shirk, all those things he used to say. But when he came, one night he changed. And when he got the enjoyment of tahajjud, he said, "Wada aane ka shab-e akhir mein hai. My date with Allah is in the last part of the night. Subah hi se intizar-e-sham hai. What a meeting, what a date ahead with my beloved. And just it became morning and I'm waiting for my next date. When will my 24 hours pass and I will meet Allah Ta'ala again?" And also he said, "Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya." Just when I took Allah's name, that is what love. And love comes when you recognize and you know Allah. He says, "I went into a trance." "Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein ta'athir dore jaam hai." In zikr is the enjoyment. It is much more superior enjoyment that when the people are in the tavern, in the bar, and they are corking the bottle and they are pouring the wine, or they are in a different world, they are in a different heaven, they think they are at that time. But what do they know? What is that person who takes the name of Allah Ta'ala? And he takes it with love, which example also we give, that if somebody's wife's name is Fatima, and you read 100 times, "Fatima, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima," she'll also give you one slap. What's wrong with you? But one time you tell her, "Fatima," that will make what a difference it will. So Allah's name also, we take it 100 times. But if we are just saying, "Allah, Allah, 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 Allah," we just want to, and we say it, "Allah," and you have in your mind how great Allah is, how lovable, how He feeds the entire creation, how He's looking after His creation, how He is mudabbirus samawati wal ard, the control of the whole world. Is not in any home, the head of the home, the head of the town, the country. Allah is alone the controller. Anything, this water, from where it has come, one drop, Allah is aware. Allah is the creator. Allah is the one who is, and every drop of water, every grain of food, musawwamatan, the eater's name is written, and only He will eat it. It will reach Him. So, oh my Allah, how kind are You? If you think about yourself, you're a world of your own, on your own. And how the everything in this world, how it's functioning so perfectly. No cardiologist is in charge of his own heart also. Forget the heart of somebody else. No kidney specialist is in charge of his own kidney. Forget somebody else's kidney. Allah alone is the maker, the maintainer, and the nourisher, sustainer. So if you take Allah's name like that, how much marifat a person has got, so much he will take Allah's name with love. And how much he takes Allah's name with love and with that conviction, so much that zikr is going to have effect on him. One is we're making zikr half sleepy also. And we are saying, "La ilaha," and we fall asleep. There is no Allah. And after we go woke up again, "La ilaha," there is no Allah. 10-15 times we said, and we say, "I made zikr." What you said all the time, there is no Allah. You hardly told illallah. You only said there is no Allah, and you said, "I made zikr." How can that zikr benefit you? When the zikr is done with that conviction and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Na lazzat pooch phir zikr-e khuda ki. Hadrat says in one poem also, "Lazzat-e zikr, Allah, Allah." Oh, what is the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? "Lazzat-e zikr, Allah, Allah." Or kya athar aho fugha mein. And what effect on pleading and crying to Allah Ta'ala. When man, Allah said, "Ya yuhannas antumul fuqara," all of you are faqir, muhtaj, helpless. And whoever is helpless, it's a zillat, it's a disgrace, humiliation on that person. And that is what man is. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. And it is Allah, only Allah, who is totally independent. Allah is, and of all Allah's creation, the most helpless is man. Man, if there isn't water, he can't survive. There isn't oxygen, he can't survive. If there wasn't this earth, and what the earth produces, he can't survive. But all these things will carry on without man. Without man, there will be air, there will be water, the earth will be there, everything will be there. And man is the most muhtaj. And on the other hand, Allah is the most independent. Allah doesn't need any Nabi's ibadat also. Any wali, anyone's ibadat. Allah is not in need of anyone's ibadat also. He is completely independent. And Allahu Akbar, Allah has made it. When you realize you are so helpless, which means you are so humiliated and disgraced. And when you realize that and you turn to Allah, in that humiliation, Allah gives you the greatest honor. The person who will get up tahajjud time, and he cries to Allah, begs of Allah. Then whoever comes to know, in their eyes, this person has got great respect. The more he realizes, I have to beg of Allah, and he gets up tahajjud. Anyone who knows somebody is tahajjud guzar, they have got great regard for that person. And if anyone knows how he cries to Allah, and how he pleads from Allah, more respect. So in that humiliation, Allah kept your greatest. When you and a person who is independent, I don't need Allah. I don't have to say inshallah for anything. I can do all my things. I got money. I got everything, all resources. That person loses respect. From everyone's eyes, he loses respect. So the more we turn to Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala gives us that respect and honor also. Na ladzat pooch phir zikre khuda ki, halawat naam paak kibriyai ki. Don't even ask what is the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. The sweetness and the enjoyment of the pure name of Allah Ta'ala. On the beach of Bombay, Chaupati is a famous beach. They sell chevro. This is a long time thing I'm talking. Perhaps, I don't know if it's still carrying on. In those paper cone type newspaper, they make it and they put the chevro in there, which is quite strong. When a person eats it, then his nose starts leaking. Tears from his eyes. And it feels as though from his ears also, water is coming out. And the sweat on his forehead, or somebody who sees him, this man is suffering. Looks like somebody is punishing him and forcing him to eat this. But when he finishes the one packet, voluntarily he goes and buy another packet. And he, if there's shortage, he'll make sure he skips the row also, and he goes in front, that I must get mine. He knows what enjoyment. That person who makes tahajjud, that person who turns to Allah. Other people seem to be suffering. He's not sleeping well at night, getting up middle of the night. If he hasn't got an alarm, every now and then he's waking up, seeing what's the time, that I mustn't miss my tahajjud. This poor man is suffering. But ask him that you sleep away. He won't want to sacrifice his sleep. This treasure of the love of Allah Ta'ala, O Akhtar, Khuda bakhshe jisse uska muqaddar. Whom Allah blesses with, it's his taqdeer. This is not given to everyone. It's a rare commodity which Allah gives out. And who gets a share of it, no matter how much shukr he makes, and holds on to it. By sinning, a person loses this. As karam, as ishq, ma'zool and makun, O Allah, never ever deprive me of your ishq. As karam, as ishq, ma'zool and makun, and a person is deprived because of his, Allah won't just push away a person. But when we commit sin, when we don't appreciate, we don't make qadr of this treasure which Allah has given, then a person starts getting deprived. So there is a great treasure, the love of Allah. And a person will get that love from the lovers of Allah, which has been explained so beautifully by Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh. A grade one mathematical equation. Shakar milti hai shakar walo se. Sugar you get from the sugar grocery shop. Dood milta hai dood walo se. Milk you get from the dairy. Kapra milta hai kapre walo se. Material you get from the fabric shop. Allah milta hai Allah walo se. It's so simple and straightforward. Who are the genuine Allah walas, just stay with them and this love of Allah will rub off onto you. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. In this kitab of people who had written questions to Hazrat and Hazrat's replies. One question, bad nigai ke jurmane ki char rakat nafil ada karta hoon. A person says that whenever I make a mistake and I look at other women, then I read four rakats of nafil namaz. That is what he wrote. Hazrat replied, yahi ilaj munasib hai. This is a very suitable treatment for the nafs. Aur nafil ke baad rona ya rone ki shakal banana bhi talafi ka juz samjhiye. And after making your nafil, cry also over over your wrong which you have done. Cry also to Allah Ta'ala, or if you can't cry, make your face like a crying person. In other words, have that feeling that really I was guilty, I did wrong. Then a person will get saved from it very soon. So, a person, nafsi is what a person, sometimes you do err, and you look at by mistake what you look, that's different. But what you took some enjoyment looking at another woman, no matter how much, how little it was, but then make 4 rakats of namaz, 2 rakats of namaz, and Hazrat adds also, that also, cry to Allah Ta'ala, or make your face like that of a crying person. Another question. Adaige jurmana ke nawafil ke darwan ya dua karte waqt aapki duaon ki barkat se rona aata tha aur dil halka ho jata tha. The person says that whenever I did some wrong, and now to pay my fine, in the paying of the fine, which was reading of nafil namazes, because the nafs by nature doesn't like ibadat. Nafs likes material things. So now you're putting the nafs into the stress that it must make some namazes. So he says, during that, or the time when I make dua, by the barakat of your dua writing to Hazrat, I cry also, tears come to my eyes, and then my heart becomes light. When this is one great thing, when a person, no matter what sin he has committed, when Allah gives him tawfiq to turn to Allah, and he cries, and really sincerely he asks for istighfar, he will feel it in his heart. His heart has become lighter. Allah has removed that guna. That heavy weight of that mountain that was on the heart, Allah has and now he will feel lighter. Jawab, Hazrat wrote back, MashaAllah. Very good condition when a person feels that way. One more we will do. Masjid mein jata hoon to hifazat-e nazar ki gharz se. We say, when I go to the masjid, in order to control my eyes, ye dekhne ki bhi jurat nahi karta ke barabar kaun baitha hai. I don't even want to see who's sitting on my right or my left. All are men, all are Muslims, all are men. But I don't even look to try and control my eyes. Darta hoon ke barabar mein agar dost, ahbab ya janne wale ho, to wo mere is amal ko be-rukhi ya kisi aur baat par mehmool na kar le. Then I fear that these people will think that this person is a very dry person. He doesn't even make salam. He doesn't even ask, how are you? I'm not a woman. We are all men in the masjid. So I'm fearing that haven't I got pride in me. That the wonder people think that he doesn't even talk to me. Have I got pride in me or what? Jawab, kuch parwa na kare. Don't worry anything about this. This is one thing. We worry too much. We think what other people are thinking about us. Too much. This is a disease that is with us. Everything. What other people will say. What other people will think. So Hazrat says, don't worry about that at all. Apne Rab ke taraf mutawajji rahe. You be turned to Allah. Yeah, also one thing that we have to understand, that we don't to look at an ghair mahram under woman, that is totally haram. But even what is husni islamil mar'i, the beauty of Islam's the beauty of the Islam of a person, tarakuhu ma la ya'nihi, to give up what is la ya'ni, fuzul, unnecessary, which is common today. Now you're sitting even in a masjid, you start dunya's talk. How's the family? Okay, how's the weather? How's this? How's that? Now you talk all those other unnecessary. So don't worry much of talking to people. There is one stage of the sawwaf also of Islah, that you cut your speech to bare necessity. Not all unnecessary. So if you see this person, then you spend so much so we are unmindful. While dua is carrying on, we wink eyes with one another also. And some even with the hand, we wave with somebody while making dua. So all these things, that is no part at such to remove all that. Apne Rab ke taraf mutawajji rahe. Don't worry, keep your concentration on Allah. So much we must forget looking at ghair mahram. Even other people, don't just unnecessarily get involved in talking, etc. That will also distract you from Allah Ta'ala. Albatta, however, keep this all. There is another very important thing. Jab nazar mil jaye, when your eyes meet one another, is your sati, your musalli, your eyes have met, to muskura kar salam aur mizaj kursi kar le. Smile and ask him, how are you? You do that also. This is another thing where a person is not holy and he shows I'm holy. That is also one play or employ of shaitan. That a person, he acts like he's holy. But he's not really holy. Or he is holy. But now he pride, that pride, holiness has brought pride in him. And he thinks, I'm better, I can't speak to anyone. And he just keeps his head down, doesn't speak to anyone also. And that is also wrong. Even like in the home, there is a wedding. You don't want to go to the wedding, there are wrong things going to take place. But don't show an attitude that all this is haram, and this is wrong, and this is wrong. And you're showing a holier than thou in a nice, suitable way. Make some other excuse. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inni saqim. I'm sick, I can't go to attend all this. So make some excuse, don't show. And don't try and make a show out of your piety. Even if you got genuine piety, but don't try and make a show out of it. Try and remain normal, so you are acceptable. And slowly the message will go through, where a person becomes very hard in these matters. He spoils things more than what he makes things. Whether it's with the wife, whether it's with the children, this is it, and there's no other way. This is what you're going to do. This is not. Then what the Quran Sharif says, on your own make it. لا تكلفوا إلا نفسك. That yourself and وحرِّذِ المؤمنين. Others encourage them, but you be hard on yourself. We ourselves, we are so wrong, but we are very hard on others. That's not the right attitude. Be hard on yourself and soft encouragement with other people. And that is the right attitude. So do the right thing, but do it in the right way also. Otherwise, then we get so much complaints that how this person is acting now in the house, and how he's behaving now, and he regards us all as though we are like non-believers, and we are the worst sinners, etc. That is also not right. So there is a method and a way to do that. And that a person must beg from Allah that Allah shows him. Yani Mizaj Sharif, Abhi Kehle. Ask him, Mizaj Sharif, how are you? But lightly, don't go now too much also into that. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand these fine points and correct ourselves, inshallah. Somebody wanted to become bad today? Yes, somebody. Who? Acha. Previously we read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us for our children. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri kulli shaytanin wa hamma wa min kulli aynin aynil lamma. We should read that regularly on our children, teach our wives and see that they read it regularly on their children. Sunnat nabawi ki qeemat. The value of the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek sunnat ko zinda karne aur us par amal karne ka thawab 100 shaheed ke barabar hai. What is the great value? You get the reward of 100 shaheeds of practicing upon a sunnat. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru 100 shaheed. A person who holds on to my sunnat, when there is destruction in my ummah, he will get the reward of 100 shaheed. So we don't have to go on lamenting and crying what's the condition of the ummah. What we have to do, practice at this time more on sunnats. The value of sunnats has been increased now to 100 shaheed sawab. Instead of just criticizing and lamenting all the time, wailing and lamenting, you practice on sunnat, and that by that deen will become alive. How much any person practices on sunnah, so much deen will come alive, and you will get the reward of 100 shaheeds. Also, which is very important to note, that perhaps, in my limited knowledge, I don't know, but if somebody can inform, there is nowhere that you must practice on hadith. It is everywhere you must practice on sunnah. Here also, man tamassaka bi sunnati, not man tamassaka bi hadithi. Or alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashideen. Man ahya sunnati. Everywhere it is sunnat. And what is sunnat? the regular normal practice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hadith is that rare occasion where something was done contrary to that. Like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, once relieved himself urination while standing. Now that is comes in one hadith. Now some people take that and they make that the norm. And the whole life sunnah they don't look at. That was some reason there wasn't a, you couldn't sit there, it was napaki, whatever it was. Or Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood and drank water. The sunnah is to sit and drink. Some such occasion came, for whatever reason, then you couldn't. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made namaz without a topi. He put the topi as a sutra. That's a hadith. But the whole sunnah of his whole life is to make namaz. So we don't see the sunnah, that one hadith we pick up. And we want to follow that. And in that also, we should see some people, even if we are in deen also, we must be it's very important to be sincere. Like some person, for example, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Whoever knew him, knew what Mufti Sahib stood for. Now to present him for what, some part of his life, and to highlight that, and the actual thing, what was his whole life, that you don't speak about that. That's unfair. Any person, speak of that person, what he stood for. When Haji Bhai Padia Marhum passed away, one alim from outside the country told me, you write a life story on Haji Bhai Padia. Now Haji Bhai Padia, he loved ulama and respect, and he said, highlight that aspect, and show him, portray him, that he was a person. Now all his tabligh work you leave out. And you only portray him that he had great respect for ulama, he had great love for ulama. That's unfair. Portray the person for what he was. Everything. Don't take one point and then you make him, give him a different picture of what he was. What he was, portray him genuinely as he, as what the person was. So don't take the one hadith and give a wrong impression of who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. That now you show that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood and urinated. Na'uzubillah. That was some occasion, some necessity. But what is normal? So sunnah is very, very important. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this and to practice upon this. Inshallah. Come forward. What's your name? Sit here. Shukri. Briefly, bayat is sunnat. What is for us is our reformation, correcting our lives. That is what is for us. And this is exactly like a person get physical illness. Like you get a headache, you take a panado, something to take some tablets at home, but it's persisting now, becoming migraine now, heavy. Now everyone, you also, I have to go and see a doctor now. You got a cold, you'll take some mad lemon or whatever else, something not coming right. It was 2 days now. Then everyone say, go doctor now. So just like that, as we have physical ailments, we take treatment. Spiritual ailments also, every person has got. And the physical ailments, if a person looks after himself, hopefully, there are many people who are 70, 80, they say, we didn't have a tablet in our lives. Never we had a headache. So the body, if you look after it right, inshallah. But our soul, which is made of nafs and ruh, nafs comes with the baggage. Without you doing anything, Allah has said that I have put the desire of guna, etc. So yeah, the sins, the bad qualities are not that, if you live a wrong style, they are there. And now you have to treat them. We see small children, they have got greed in them, they have got anger in them, they are still so small. Where they learned all this, it comes with the, they come with their baggage. Now you have to treat it. That is what is called Islah. It is there the wrong, and you have to treat it. Some have got more, some have got less, but it's there. So that is what is bayat for, to correct those things. It isn't just for barakat, it isn't just to solve problems, whether it's financial, whether it's domestic or whatever, that I got these problems, become bayat, and all your problems will go. There is no magic work here. This is that, and it is true. If you will follow through the cause and you correct yourself, then Allah will correct all your matters. You correct yourself, Allah will correct all your matters. So that is the Islah. That is for what bayat is. And once a person does become bayat, then commonly doctors give antibiotics. For everyone, same antibiotics one way. So here also the common antibiotic is prescribed. And then when the doctor, you keep contact and it's not coming right, then he will change your medicine now. He will change the medicine completely, take you off medicine, increase your dose, whatever. So the common prescription is to maintain Islamic dressing as far as possible. This helps tremendously for a person to keep his identity, and with his identity, to keep his life correct. When a person maintains his Islamic identity appearance. So as far, if for work we did not allow or something, then it's a different thing. But as soon as possible, we try and come into our Islamic dressing. Wherever we are, whether we go for a holiday, anything, we maintain our Islamic appearance. Reading of Quran Sharif, it has got a great effect. 3-4 pages a day. And Ramzan make one khatam, and 3-4 pages a day in the rest of the year make one khatam. And 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first time, and more or less every time, 10 times with Muhammadur Rasulullah and with Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm extracting, vacuuming, cleaning, taking out of my heart whatever dirt there is. Well, you can make it generally for all the dirt, or particularly what you know I've got in me. I've got a lot of pride in me. I've got a lot of anger in me. I'm taking that out. And with illallah, I'm putting the right thing in. So 100 times you are cleaning your heart. If you're doing it sincerely, how won't the heart become clean? And 100 times, Allah. And after the first time, to say words of Allah's greatness like Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Sha'anuhu, is wajib. And then repeat 100 times. And with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come in my heart. A person 100 times, how won't Allah? And once Allah's love is in your heart, the battle is over. Not half over, completely over already. So this is such a prescription if we keep it. And then to maintain this, keep contact with the Shah. If we keep that contact, make your time. Every 2 weeks I'm going to phone, or I'm going to write an email, whatever. Or every month. And even just briefly, I'm doing my things, I'm not doing it, I'm going off track again, I'm getting lazy again. If a person does this contact, it will keep him always on track. He'll come back on track again. But if when he's off track and he doesn't make contact, he goes more off track. If he goes completely cold and completely dead also. And then when a major problem, then he contacts again. When you have gone right off, then you go in contact. Now regularly you'll remain on track. Even if it's just short, but just keep that contact, it works wonders. May Allah give us tawfiq. Put your hand on top, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, from hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. And may Allah Ta'ala keep contact with you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place in Pietermaritzburg. I'm a request for all the brothers, inshallah, to participate in it, starting on Yawmul Jumu'ah. From the Jumu'ah Salah, the program will take place until Yawmul Ahad, that is Sunday, till the Zuhr Salah. So I humble request for all the brothers to join together, inshallah, and come for this program. And inshallah, next week on Yawmul Jumu'ah, Hazrat will be travelling to Lodium. There will be a program, a Jumu'ah program, then afternoon program and the evening program. Which masjid? Darul Salam. Masjid Salam. After Isha Salah also will be the program. It will be the 15th of Shaban. Then inshallah, on Yawmul Sabt, we won't be having our monthly program. We were supposed to have our monthly program next weekend, because the brothers will be fasting, so after Maghrib Salah it will be difficult, so the program has been cancelled. But inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, our monthly majlis will continue from 10 o'clock. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Those who want to hear the kargozari of the safar, inshallah the bayans will be uploaded very soon. Shaheen is mashallah very efficient. Then there is all the kargozari in there. So you can listen to it there, inshallah. And want to know more, can ask Riyaz and Farooq Bhai. Where's Farooq Bhai? Yeah, mashallah. And Muhammad Mullah, who are with us, mashallah.